Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much and welcome. 844-729-7469. If you'd like to get on board, the call is free. The advice is always priceless when you dial us up here on the Ray Lucia Show. Emails, though, we love to get your emails. In fact, I responded to several this past weekend. Some dandies, too. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. James Stewart is in the house. Okay, so you're getting your house fixed up. You're going to do a 1031 exchange. We're going to talk about that
next hour.
I think.
Yep.
There's lots of different ways to do it. There's some sophisticated techniques. There's a lot of risk associated in doing this, and I've experienced all of the above with individuals that I've worked with over the years. So you got to be really, really careful, buddy.
There is no greater pain than paying taxes. So I'll go through anything.
Sometimes I will tell you. In fact, I had this conversation over this past weekend with an individual. I looked him right in the eye and I said, sometimes you're better off bellying up to the bar and paying the tax, because at least there you know what you're up against. When you do the exchange, you do the Starkers, you do all that other stuff, the devil you don't know may be much worse than the devil you know.
You send the check to the IRS, it's done.
Yeah, so anyways, glad to have you with us. Lynn Rowe will be joining us in a little bit as we talk about declining capacity, something else Jim Stewart knows a lot about.
That's me. But
we start today with this. Emory is the first college to lose in retirement plan lawsuits. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, live and in color. I mean, there have been all these lawsuits against employers and, you know, on the 401k, they're breaching their fiduciary responsibility and all this stuff. And this is part and parcel, part of the problem, I should say, with what's going on in America today. It's like everybody's looking to sue somebody for something. And this is a classic case. Now, Emory actually lost. The others have been winning. But let me go through this. I get it from Pension and Benefits Daily, a publication that everybody should read if you want to sleep well at night. But what they're talking about here is the fact that they have evidently breached their fiduciary responsibility in putting in a 401k plan. Here's what they had to say, and the judge allowed these claims to proceed in a lawsuit, that Emory imprudently chose retail class shares instead of institutional class shares. So now we get down to the types of shares that you put in the 401k plan. If you choose the retail shares, because maybe that's what the broker presented to you, because maybe that's how the broker gets paid, you can get sued for that. That Emory imprudently chose actively managed funds affiliated with the plan's record keepers without investigating alternative options. So now you have to go in and do an analysis of the funds. And God forbid if it's Fidelity or Vanguard or American funds that's bringing that plan to you, God forbid they have their funds. Maybe what they're doing is helping to subsidize their administrative costs, which you know they are, with their own proprietary funds. But now you as the employer, and I say this in all sincerity, have a fiduciary liability and responsibility to go in and do your analysis, and you're going to have to pay somebody, more than likely, to figure that stuff out for you. And I've discussed this before, how, well, what if you say, well, let's just use index funds. Okay, great. Then the people that want an actively managed fund sues you. And you say, well, index funds are cheap. Well, then the lawyers say, well, how cheap are they? Let's see, your index fund is 10 basis points, but I found one over here that's 5. Folks, that's almost no money. But yet companies are getting sued. Today, if you own a company and you have installed a 401k plan where employees get to choose from different mutual funds and so forth and asset allocations and target date funds and all that stuff, and you do not hire an external fiduciary company to come in and do all this stuff for you and give you something that you can show the Department of Labor, that you can show in a court of law, you are freaking nuts. Because this is out of control. Think of the company, name the company. Almost all of them now have been sued. The big mutual fund companies are being sued, and many employers are being sued. Here's Emory University, one of many that have been sued. And by the way, even if the judge throws it out, do you know how much money you spend on lawyers in the process of fighting this stuff? I mean, those are the big winners here. It's the lawyers. That Emory imprudently kept underperforming investments in the plan. Are you serious? So it's Emory's responsibility and the trustee's responsibility to throw out the bad performers? Listen, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I will tell you that the bad performers sometimes turn into the best performers. You know that. We've talked about Bill Miller before. Bill Miller, they'd probably give you a medal for having hired Bill Miller back in the 90s for his amazing performance in the Legg Mason Value Trust Fund. But then he falls off the bandwagon and has a few bad years. And after being the number one portfolio manager in the country, he beat the S&P 500, folks, 15 years in a row. 80% of money managers don't beat the S&P 500, or haven't in the last 5 or 10 years. He beat it 15 years in a row until what? Until he didn't. And anybody that came in toward the end, he sort of went from best to worst. Could that happen? Of course it could happen. And you would have thrown this guy out. And you know what happened after that? We learned that Bill Miller really is a smart man. And he really is a good money manager. And he went from worst back up to the top of the heap again. This is ludicrous. I mean, the inmates are taking over the asylum here. So if you are a business owner and you've put in a 401k plan and there's more people in this plan besides you and you're not hiring an outside firm, and I'm not talking about just a bean counting firm that does the administrative work and all that. There's a jillion of those. I'm talking about a firm that has some kind of fiduciary services backed by lawyers or someone that has serious credibility in a court of law to protect you, because you may be coming out of pocket as a fiduciary. You're the trustee of your own plan. Holy mackerel, Andy. That gets difficult. That Emory should have offered a stable value fund in lieu of an annuity fund offered by a plan record keeper, TIAA. So TIAA, that's the teacher's annuity company, right? So they offer an annuity instead of a stable value fund. Are you serious? There are times when that group, it's a group annuity contract, and this one's no load and all that. It's very competitive. But instead of offering a stable value fund, they offer an annuity fund, which is basically a stable value fund, only a different label. but because people don't like annuities, or maybe the stable value fund performed a little bit better. You know what a stable value fund is? It's an insurance company, typically, or a plan trustee going out and buying insurance contracts to a large extent. I mean, this is beyond ludicrous. And I bring this up, if you or someone you know owns a company and they're rolling right along their 401k plan and one of their employees gets terminated or they don't like the way the boss parts their hair, this is a pretty easy win for them, the way things are going. That Emory imprudently used 3 record keepers instead of 1. Well, isn't that Emory's call, which record keepers they use, for crying out loud? That Emory engaged in ERISA-prohibited transactions, okay, well, that may be a pretty serious problem. And that Emory acted disloyally. So now they have to be loyal to their employees. Well, I guess there's some truth to that. But in a public company, are you loyal to your employees or are you loyal to the shareholders? I don't know. I'm just saying. Just saying, if you own a business and you have a 401k plan or any other kind of a retirement plan, and there are more participants in that plan besides you and your spouse, hire a fiduciary, someone that's got a JD behind their name, preferably, that will represent you in a court of law, because more than likely there will be plaintiff's lawyers out there trying to advance a lawsuit against you. It's just a question of when. We'll be back. Splish splash, I forgot about the
bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
So guess who's in the house? Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. Our tiny dancer's here, and you're here a little bit early, so I thought I'd bring you on and give Jim a chance to go take a nap because he was complaining already about it. I do want to talk about this aging in place and the declining cognitive abilities and all that stuff, but can we talk about something fun first?
Okay.
You've got such a tough job. Can we just talk about this lawsuit thing real quick? Because you have a lot of experience in this area as CFP. It bugs the heck out of me because it's almost like, okay, I'm an employer, and as you know, I was an employer, I had 100 employees. I put in a 401k. I think I'm being a nice guy. Maybe there's a company match. There's a profit-sharing plan. I'm doing this stuff for the employees.
Right.
And some employee gets, or some plaintiff's lawyer gets a hold of an employee and says, let's take a look at those funds. And all I did is I went to, you know, one of the major carriers or whatever and said, hey, put this in.
Give them a lot of options.
Give them a lot of options. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that Emory University was getting sued for too many options. The judge did throw that one out.
Oh, stop.
There were too many options, which I think from a practical standpoint, I agree with. You shouldn't have that many. But the fact is, there are a lot of these companies, they're very, very good at record keeping and all this stuff, and they have these platforms where you can have Fidelity, you can have Vanguard, you can have American funds, you can have T. Rowe Price, you can have all these different funds.
Right, right.
And you can have target date funds, and you get money markets, and you have all this stuff.
Yep.
And then you get your butt sued because the guy down the street's got a 401k plan, and their large growth fund is 10 basis points less in fees and earned 1.2% more last year. The inmates are running the asylum.
It's crazy, right? I mean, I remember when we were doing planning years ago, people complained because they didn't have enough options. If they had 10 funds, it should have been 30 funds. Well, now we're at a place where they're going to be penalized, the employer's going to be penalized, as you say, for trying to help their employees and give them an alternative for their own retirement planning. That's just crazy.
All right, let me run this next one by you. Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner from the website iwantmyltc.net. She is an expert in long-term care insurance. 877-270-3127 is her number, but she knows a lot about a lot of different stuff. How about this one? Manager of the world's biggest hedge fund says the long-term economic picture looks scary. We're talking about Ray Dalio here. He's the founder of Bridgewater Associates. They manage $150 billion.
Wowzers, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Here's what he had to say, Lynn. Economic growth at or near its best with no major economic risks in the next 2 years. So he's saying, relax.
Looks good.
Next
short
2 years look pretty good.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, significant long-term problems such as high debt levels and limited central bank power that are likely to create a squeeze, require payments for social programs, including pensions and health care, are also increasing. I look at the, you know, the Trump health care plan. I think it's better than the last one, but it still looks a lot like Obamacare to me in many respects. And I understand why they did what they did.
Yep. to get it in the door so that they could get in there and do.
But this yeah. healthcare thing is an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So how do we solve this problem? You're in the insurance business. What are we going to do about this?
Well,
I mean, Aetna's just pulled out of many states.
Yeah.
I think a third of the counties around the country have one choice or no choices.
Mm-hmm.
This is an accident waiting to happen. And unfortunately for Mr. Trump, it's on his plate now. He's
yeah,
got
they've
it.
They dumped it in his lap, I'm afraid. Well, here's the thing, Ray. I mean, the minute you start delegating responsibility for something that you previously owned, you give up control. And so what's happening is the public is now delegating it to the government to take care of their health care, but they're not happy with it. They're not happy that it's not enough of this, or it's too much of that, or it doesn't help this, or it, you know, I mean, go on. The list is endless. But
you know,
the bottom line is they gave up control when they did that.
I keep hearing ads, and I haven't researched this, and I want to, and maybe you can help me mm-hmm. research, and perhaps you have. And I don't want to give anybody a free commercial, but there's a Christian healthcare.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you heard the ads?
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds
yeah.
sounds reasonable
and
to me.
And they're not the only ones. There's a few out there. There are a few of those.
So I guess there are, you know, separate groups, whether they're nonprofit
mm-hmm.
or others,
yes.
that say if we get enough people in the pool,
yes.
we can run our own health insurance
That's
thing.
Right.
And they claim in the ad that it's real live legitimate insurance, but
right.
there would be an assessment, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because if you end up blowing through the amount of money they have in the bank, everybody gets assessed a little bit here,
right.
et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know, maybe having those kinds of options are legit.
You know, there's a huge personality on radio and TV that's talked about this quite a bit and talked with the people that have founded that group, if you will. And they say that it works great. Here's my issue with it, Ray, or my question with it, is that I heard a commercial, for example, where they talked about someone having stage 4 cancer and blowing through $180,000, and they were there for them. And I thought, I know a lot of people who have had stage 1, 2, 3, 4 cancer, and it cost them a lot
way more than
$180,000.
But it may be that they negotiate, because one of the things we've learned with health savings accounts, which I love, by the way,
yeah.
I don't know what your opinion
Wonderful.
Is.
Wonderful.
But I love the health savings accounts, because
mm-hmm.
if you're sitting there, and Trump's plan is to double, so a family could put $13,000
right.
into an HSA,
right.
if you walked in to your physician,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what the ailment may be,
you can negotiate.
And you say, you know
yeah.
what, I've got to pay out of pocket the first $13,000.
Yeah.
Will you accept less? And I have done this because I had an HSA a few years ago. And I've done that, and I found a 25-35% discount pretty easy to get if you whip out your checkbook and say, I'll pay, or here's my credit card, the HSA, whatever credit card. And they love that because they don't have to do billing and collecting and Medicare payments and
cash,
all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's cash on the barrel
head. Yeah. Yep.
So we're going to have to learn more about that. Let's shift gears since we're talking about insurance. I wanted to talk about Roth IRAs, but I read this article and I found it interesting. Do you really need life insurance? And a woman by the name of Kristen O'Keefe Merrick basically is saying, well, of course you need life insurance. She made a couple mistakes in this article that I won't get into. But basically, so many people underprice themselves in terms of what their value is
yeah,
to
no
their
kidding.
Spouse or whatever on death. Talk
no
about that.
Kidding. Well, I mean, you know, I hear people say, well, I got $100,000 to $300,000. And I ask them, how many years of income is that going to replace? One, two, you know, 2.5, 3, whatever it is, it's not enough. When somebody is going through that kind of recovery, they're not thinking clearly. And if somebody's not paying them a check just to show up, they're actually having to produce to earn their income. They could see a loss of income as a result of that. I'm talking about the survivor now. And if there isn't enough money to offset that, that could be a real tragedy for someone.
You know, I learned that early on. Because, and it wasn't because of me and,
mm-hmm.
and my human life value. I was greedy like most people, and I got thinking, well, you know what? I have a stay-at-home mom
mm-hmm.
and my wife. I have 4 little kids at home,
mm-hmm.
and I go to work every day, and I get on airplanes, and I travel all the time.
Mm.
And, you know, if something happened to me, that would be, you know, a real tragedy.
Yep.
But I had a bunch of insurance on me, but at the time, I didn't have anything on her.
Oh, my.
And one of my friends, Phillips Austin Robinson, who was in the insurance business at the time, sat me down and said, have you ever thought about that? And I said, well, you're getting me to think about it now. And so I put a substantial amount, which I still have to this day, on her.
Stay-at-home moms are just, you can't put a price tag on them.
We'll take a break, come back with Lynn, then she can talk about what she wants to talk about on the rebound. Don't go away.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding is has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah. Lynn Rowe, the dancer, is here. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you have a question for Lynn, email's a little bit easier this time of the day. RayLucia.com. RayLucia.com. Lynn, we were talking about life. Nobody wants to talk about life insurance, all right?
Yeah.
It's just not a very sexy thing to discuss. But one of the things that you have brought up, as others have on this program, is the fact that with many of these new wave insurance policies, you can have not just a death benefit, which nobody wants to talk about, but you can also have a living benefit or several living benefits.
Indeed.
So my question is, if you can take a dollar and turn it into, you know, several dollars, whether you're dead or alive,
right,
why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, people don't know about it yet. We're just trying to get through to people and explain to them that your life insurance should do more than just pay your family if you die. It should also take care of you during your lifetime, and that's what living benefits means. That's exactly what Ray's talking about. So, for example, if you're diagnosed with cancer, can you reach into that death benefit and take some out and pay some bills? If you can't, then you're not getting the best insurance you probably could. If you have a heart attack, same thing. Can you reach in there and take some of that death benefit? I mean, there's a whole list of things. What if you need care? What if you're a young person, who I happen to know a few people who were diagnosed with ALS, and they know it's a matter of a year or two before they need the care? At that point, they can't get anything that's going to pay those bills. But if they have the proper life insurance, they can reach in there, take some of that death benefit as an income, and pay some bills.
Let me read from an article that I pulled just for this conversation today. Mm-hmm. Planning for longer lives, fading capacity. As you know, I've talked about this before, and it's a real scary thing. Mm-hmm. When you have a 92-year-old father who I took out for a cheesesteak last night because it reminds him of his hometown, Philadelphia. It was great, too, by the way. I've never met a cheesesteak I didn't like. I know, my cardiologist is saying, what? Here's what this says. A corollary to planning for higher income in retirement is planning for the time when one physically or mentally may begin to lose capability in managing one's own care. Mm. If a person is lucky and has a long life, mental acuity begins to diminish. People become less able to distinguish between the claims of hucksters and con men and those of legitimate creditors. In the case of many with fading capacity, the answer to the question of competency to manage one's affairs isn't always black and white. Now, I know you work extensively in this particular area. How are you dealing with the mental acuity, or at least the fading capacity, of your older clients?
Well, Ray, one of the things you need to do, I mean, there's a bunch of things, but getting some sort of coverage in place that will pay you to have care is imperative. That's where traditional long-term care insurance might come in. That's where what we call a linked benefit might come in, where you actually take some money out of your left pocket that you're saving for that and put it in your right pocket, and it pays for your care. But if you don't need the care, it pays your family back plus. Or having a home care plan at the very least in place that will make sure that you can pick up the phone and get somebody to help you. Those kinds of things are important. But another thing I'm running up against these days is people worried about, you know, I don't have family. Who's going to, you know, make the decisions for me? And having set up a trust where you can do that is important. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a whole lot easier if they can turn on the spigot from an insurance policy or a plan and pay that bill while they'll try to figure everything else out.
So a lot of people think, well, this is really, really going to cost me a lot of money and it's really expensive. One of the things I've learned from you is there are so many different ways to do it mm-hmm. where the cost could be either negligible or perhaps mm-hmm. not at all if mm-hmm. you're just doing that pocket thing. Talk about
right.
that.
Well, if you've got money sitting in savings, as we call it, 0.00 pitiful rate of return, or you know something equivalent, and you decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to loan it to this insurance company, and if I need it back, I can get it, but I'm going to loan it to them, and if I need care, they're going to pay for three or four times what I put in there for care. Well, if I never need it, then they're going to give it back to my family, plus maybe 25, 30, 50, 100% back, matching. So, I mean, that kind of a plan is wonderful. It's not for everybody, but it's a wonderful plan.
You just reminded me, you know, back in the olden days, I'm sure you can still do this, but if you had a CD at a bank, you put $100,000 on a CD and they paid you, you know, 4% on it, you could collateralize that CD and they'd make you a loan at 6%. And it only cost you 2% for the money. And we used to do that like crazy because that seemed like a pretty good deal because loans were going for 8, 9, 10, 12% back in the day. Well, your analogy is a good one because basically what you're doing is you're saying, I've got this collateral over here.
Right.
And the money is sitting there. I can always dip into it if I need it.
Right.
But I'm collateralizing, but it goes the opposite way. I'm taking $100,000 and I'm turning it into $200,000 if I die and $400,000 if I need it for care.
Yeah.
What's not to like about that?
You know, I don't know. People, unfortunately, will get too many opinions and start picking it to death, and then they get frozen in time and say, I want to think about it. Well, you know what happens when we say we want to think about it? Nothing.
Yeah, we used to call that analysis paralysis
Nothing.
Or whatever. Paralysis
by analysis.
People don't think
about it. They go back to their lives and do whatever they need to do.
The other thing that I read is this. The bulk of long-term care is going to take place in single-family, mm-hmm. owner-occupied homes.
Amen.
And 90% of people 65 and older want to stay in their homes.
Amen.
What can you do to help them?
Well, there is a home care plan where we can, for the most part, pretty much see to it that most people get that plan in place. And it's a range. The cost is a range. It's a minimal range up to the same as a traditional long-term care plan, depending on how many hours you want to prepay. And that's what you're doing, is you're prepaying the hours at a huge discount.
You and I have a mutual friend that we mm-hmm. were just talking about where you were able to implement a
yes.
plan such as that.
Yes.
Friends have told me about that. You didn't
yes.
tell me about that. But he or she will say told me about that.
Yes.
And quite ecstatic about the fact that they were able to get it because this particular individual had some health concerns. A lot of people think, well, since I have health issues, because I didn't act
right.
before I had the health issues,
right.
I can't get anything. But you've been able to solve
yes.
that problem to at least some extent, correct?
Yeah. I've helped people with stage 4 kidney cancer. I've helped people with really bad osteoarthritis, people with diabetes, lots of people that traditional long-term care insurance companies, they don't want to talk to you. But this plan, as long as you're not in care today and you're in control of those 6 activities of daily living, call me now. This is the time to get it.
But have you helped anybody that has problems because they've had one too many cheesesteaks?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC... .net. I want my LTC.net. This is something, Lynn, that everybody, if nothing else, they ought to at least find out about it. Because not finding out about it and losing your ability health-wise to acquire it when you need it the most, big mistake, big mistake. 877-270-3127. You see, unfortunately, to get the good stuff, you have to be able to qualify. And the younger you are and the healthier you are, the better the rates will be. And as you've said, something is better than nothing, and Lynn can certainly help you with that. 877-270-3127. If people write that on their hand, they can just drive around, look at their hand, call you.
877.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. I get calls at least 2 or 3 a month from kids, adult children, 60s, 50s, whatever, calling me about their parents and saying, is there anything you can do? And at that point, a lot of times there isn't because they're already in care. Please do something with your folks before that happens. And don't wait for them to make a decision because they're not going to make the decision.
You know,
do
the
it.
One thing that
you
I know it. For a fact is if we didn't have the two women. It's a mother and a daughter.
Mm.
The daughter takes my father on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
and the mother takes him during the day. It's 24/7 care, and my dad is declining, mm. and it's really sad, and my poor sister is going to have a nervous breakdown because every time he declines to the point where they call, she's the one that they call, and I keep telling him, you know, call me, let me give her a little respite. But I'm thinking if Tina had to deal with that every single day,
oh my gosh.
And, you know, she's not the healthiest person on the planet either. I mean, she's healthy.
I'm just saying,
mentally speaking, this gets to you.
When it's your parent, it beats
you up big time, and it's really, really sad. And, of course, Tina takes it personally, as we all do, but she's the one.
Mm-hmm.
That has stepped up. I mean, she sees him every single day, and it's drudgery for her. It really is.
I have lots of conversations with professional caregivers, Ray. I have a new client who is a professional caregiver, and I'm telling you the stories. The stories will break your heart.
All right. Well, you don't want stories to break your heart. If you have a family member that you love, you need to call Lynn Rowe, because I'll bet you she can come up with a solution for you, and I'll bet you, again, that it's a lot more affordable than you think. 877-270-3127. Okay, you don't want to write it on your hand because you might get lead poisoning and you might need the help. I get that. Write it on a piece of paper. I'm teasing. I want my LTC.net. We have an email segment coming up next. Make sure you stick around. Lynn, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time. Back in a flash, folks. Don't go away.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 303-4607.
4607.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. A special thank you to Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. You know, Jim, it's really interesting when you talk to people that live in that business every day of their lives, because most financial advisors, and you and I were, I think, in that category, we really didn't talk about that with our clients nearly as much as we should have. And it's not because we didn't want to or couldn't learn it. It's just a very, very complex area where there are so many different iterations on products that you need to have someone that is a specialist. Fortunately for me, I had people I could just, you know, refer to, and Lynn certainly was one of those. But I think people ought to, if nothing else, if you did nothing about your financial and retirement plan, at least speak to somebody, preferably Lynn, but to somebody that can help you manage the risks of long-term health care, aging in place, and declining cognitivity. It's going to happen to all of us, whether we like it or not, right?
It's a difficult subject, and we perceive it to be far off into the future, but it could happen at any time.
Well, we remember, I forget who I was quoting now, it was one of those academic studies where they said you start to decline about 1% per year starting at about age 50 or 60. So by the time you're, you know, 70, 80, 85 years old, you've had a pretty significant decline. And anybody that's in their early 70s will tell you that the words don't pop into their head, you know, and their memory starts to fade. Believe me, it even happens when you're in your 60s, I might add. So call in 877-270-3127. You know, this show is there to help you and your family members get the best in financial information. So you don't have to buy anything from her or anybody else, but get the information. Be an informed consumer.
You know, and I think that's an important thing to mention, is that the people that we have on the show, Lynn and Gene and Steve, are the kind of people who will take a call and answer your questions, inform you, educate you. You're not going to get a sales pitch. You're going to get the information you need based on your unique situation.
And you know why that is, right? because my last name ends in a vowel. Hit it, boys. It's email time. I can't say that I've threatened them. Guido has called them.
Yeah, Guido.
We'll start with who am I starting with? Flash it up on the screen. It's Samuel. Here we go. Samuel asks, I am a DIY investor. Not to be confused with Jim Stewart, the DUI investor. Oh, I know that was bad. I've been out of the market since Trump got elected. I'm hesitant to jump back in with him in the White House. What's your advice? Love your show. You may not love the answer. Samuel, do you think the president really has that much to do with the market over long time periods? Really? I mean, there's a whole lot of people when Obama got elected said, I'm not putting my money in the stock market. He turns out to have been one of the greatest presidents as far as the stock market is concerned in history. I mean, seriously, outside of maybe his first year, everything went fantastic. It went fantastic. So that being said, you think it was Barack Obama that caused the stock market to do so well? Nah. You think Donald Trump's going to make the stock market go up? Well, they would like to lead all of us to believe that that's what happens, but it's a lot more complicated than that. It's the Federal Reserve. Obviously, if you have a period of declining interest rates while corporate profits are going up because companies can borrow money cheaper and reinvest, obviously, more to the bottom line, investors get paid more. Simple as that. When you own a business where your profits are going up and your debt service is going down, you have more profit. And the more profit you make, the higher that potential stock price is. Let's get back to basics here, Samuel, for just a minute. I understand you're a DIY investor, and you did something that was, in my opinion, dumb, because you're trying to time the market and make decisions. And now, guess what? Since you got out of the market, the market's probably gone up 10, 15%. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do? Wait for it to correct? I just told you the guy that manages the biggest hedge fund in America, $150 billion, says, the next 2 years are going to be fine for the stock market. Are you buying that? If you're buying that, then what are you doing with your money outside the market? Oh, I get it. Because then when you jump back in, 2 years from now, you have to jump back out. Well, is it 2 years and a month? Is it 1 year and 11 months? You see the problem with market timing? So let's go back to basics. Where are you in your retirement planning? Do you need income tomorrow? If you need income tomorrow, then sanitize enough money in the bank somewhere or something short-term that's not volatile for X number of years. If you're really super conservative, that might be as many as 10 years or 15 if you're faint-hearted conservative. If you're aggressive, get 5 to 7 years worth of safe income stashed away. If you're 20 years away from retirement, what are you worried about? Get in the market, fully diversify, but get back in and then teach yourself not to push the panic button. You push the panic button because Donald Trump got elected and the market went straight up. So there you have it. Now, you're not alone. There's a whole lot of other people had done that too, but they were wrong as well. Susan, looks like I'm losing. Oh, it's Susanna. It says Susan on my sheet, but let's see it on the screen. There we go. Oh, it is Susanna. I have longevity. Two words? Seriously? In my family, so I know I should probably look into an annuity, but my broker says the fees are high. What do you think I should do?
She's 86, yeah, cognitive ability.
Yeah, longevity. Here's my brother Long. Their last name was Jevity. I get it. Susan, What could I say? I would not buy an annuity sight unseen. You haven't told me enough about your particular situation. There's lots of different types of annuities. There's annuities that are life annuities with refunds. There's no refunds. There's index annuities. There's deferred annuities. There's deferred annuities that pay you QLACs, qualified lifetime annuity contracts. It's just way too complicated. You need an advisor. You need to get a good advisor. Now go to the thesaurus and look up longevity, not longevity. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.